Kuf mem dalet. Three nishaynas. Two we've gone through. We're busy grappling with the third one because that's the one that's shy to us. Chapter 11.
Oh, sorry. What was the third one?
We're slowly. Sablanut. Three nishaynas. First one was the Holocaust. The second one was a Komus Hamedina. Shkoyach. And the third one we're going to discuss now. As you mentioned, today there's not much ideology out there. Not too many people thinking deep thoughts. I was just thinking, compare the music of the Searchers 40 years ago to the music today. Not that I listen to it too much. Oh, well, music today is all about Taiva. There's nothing in there. You listen to the music from those of you who still remember a thing called Woodstock. The music there was about people were thinking deep thoughts. People were coming into Samay Chanesha Torah with Aristotle on their minds. You needed Ramchals and Marals to answer their questions. Today, no one's thinking deep thoughts about anything. You just have to make them sushi, and then they'll come for a shir, and they'll leave. Speak to the people out there doing Kiruv today. Ask them what they need to do. Just, yeah, sushi. So the world's changed. Today, it's a different Nisoyon. And as you mentioned yesterday, we are very influenced by the environment we live in. And I wanted to discuss that just a little bit. But I want to just finish first the part in the Sefer here, and perhaps we discuss why this is not just important, but it's fundamental. It's the whole story of who we are as Jews. It's not just another sugya. It is the only sugya. And it's something that's lost on us, legamre. So let's just take this slowly, because there's a lot to do here.
It's logic, this one, because more we are in the Gashmiut, less we are in the Ruchniut. That means more we are.
Yeah, I'm not even discussing Gashmis and Ruchnius. I'm discussing something even long before then. 100% right. Binyan Aguf, Stirul and Nefesh. No, I'm long before that. Okay. Long before that. I want to get mamish into the root of the story. Yeah, it's not about Ruchnius, Gashmis, there's a Habelif Neze. We'll see. But Avada, you're right. Of course. Spoke to Eli on Monday night. He's in Miami. Oh. And we learned in the Chavis and Avavis. And he was like, you don't understand. One thing, sitting in Beit Shemesh learning, sitting in Miami, he was like, you're drowning in Gashmias. Yeah, okay. I told him, enjoy it. Hashem gave you a nice present. Enjoy it. You have to know how to use the Gashmias as well. That was Avram's Chidush. We don't minatek from the Gashmias to Ruchnias. But that's another subject. We're not monastic priests. We get married, we live life. I'm not saying immerse in the Gashmias. I'm saying we have to know how to use Gashmias properly. Not that we disconnect from it.
What? I think I heard it personally.
Okay. Yeah, there's six words, yeah, that Odmod goes to the whole fundamental shayrish of Hashem created the world. We'll see. Running the flame lurking here, but let's learn a bit, otherwise we won't see it. The entire generation is rooted in superficiality. There's no depth, there's no philosophy, there's no ideology, even incorrect ideology, there's nothing. There's just entertainment and fulfilling my physical tithes. That's what the generation's chasing. And the wisest men of the generation are spending their time thinking about how to give you more pleasure quicker. I'll tell you what it's all about. Kuf Mem Dalit in the third paragraph, I thought we got up to. Yeah, let's go, because those six words are critical. אנשים מאבדים את הזכות העצמאית שלהם. People are losing their own personal identities. ואינו מבינים עבור מה הם חיים. We have no idea what they're living for. The Magina's life avirat tamay zu choderes aleinu mashpia al ponim hamachane. This atmosphere, this tumidika atmosphere flies around and influences us whether we like it or not. Haderech hayichida shelanu itmoded mul nisayon ze hi milchomas kodesh shematras la'agdil es kedushas v'reinonus Yisrael. The way to fight, the only way to fight this terrible war, and it's a spiritual war, is to raise Kedushas V'Reimimus Yisrael. It's to lift ourselves up. To start recognizing how great we really are. Ulavin Eitiv Ki Ein Lanu Kol Sheiches or Shutfas. We have nothing to do with all of that out there. Certainly no partnership with it. In a sechi amir amils shel arachov im asheka shelet poilo. What's it got to do with me, all the stuff that's going on out there? Use your own imagination. Whatever it means to you. B'milim acheres, in other words. If it needs other words, maybe, I don't know. I don't think it needs other words, but he says we have to read what's written here. Okay. Nitain leim kinisyon dereinu mitnahel oides ha'amud ha'shlishi shu oimed ha'chesed. Remember we said there were three nisyonos? And there's three amudim that the world stands on. Torah, Vayidu, Gemilas, Chesodim. This nisyon that we're going through today, it's not a nisoyin against Torah. There's no one fighting Torah. You want to learn Torah? Learn Torah. Who's going to stop you? You want to get daven? You want to daven. You want to have kosher food on the plate? I'll give you kosher food on the plate. Elal, I'm not sure about, but any of the other airlines. You can even daven on any of the other airlines. The one air hostess told me, sorry, sir, I'll make sure no one disturbs you while you pray. That wasn't Elal either.
Oh, Delta.
Huh? I don't know about American up there, whatever. It was Canadian Air. But anyway, Air Canada. It was very nice. I went to Dublin between the first class and the premium class or whatever. They have like the galley there. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, you just finished Myriad and you have to Dublin Shuttles. One of those transatlantic horrible flights. So normally I just dub it in my seat, but there was no one there. I got up to go down and put a fill or whatever. So she walks in. I thought, oh, now I'm going to get it, you know, because I used to flying or whatever. Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'll make sure no one disturbs you. Just make yourself comfortable. Don't. I said, you weren't trained in Tel Aviv, were you? Okay. So, okay. Beseda. Aval, Eilam HaChesed. Let's have a look. What is the Yesod of Midas HaChesed? Those that have been learning the Sefer for the last few months. She'alei not Avram Avinu es oiloi. That was the foundation that Avram Avinu built his tent. Hemilios mit chesed im koinoi. To do chesed im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that those of you who have been here, you go, oh yeah, we know that. That's possible. Those who haven't been here, you say, what are you talking about? You can't do chesed for Hashem. Correct? How do you do chesed for Hashem? Because you have to go back and work that through. We dealt with that already. That's the root of all good midas in the world. Only when we recognize, really recognize and absorb and accept and live with the reality of who we really are. When I've been often borrowed, we have to know clear. The way Hashem set up the world by Maisa Breishis, who needs Tarich Lanu, he needs us. Vanachnu Kaviyachol Goyim Limimoy Chesed, and we give him Chesed Kaviyachol. Boyfen Zay Neuchel Dit Modedim Anisoin Akasha Shaldoreinu. In that way, you can withstand the Nisoin of this generation.
Kishin is bain and batsmain and vachach kiasherish the kol kishla no seinu heim yush. If you have a look at yourself, it's quite possible, I don't know, but it's quite possible that you'll find out that all your failings comes from a sense of yush to some degree or another. Ha'atzvus va'adichduch ha'noivim mitoich machshove ki ein b'beinkach u'beinkach anachnu kol shveilim. A sadness, a depression, a miserableness, a hopelessness that flows because of a thought that in any way, we're so low. Really, what I do is not that important. When I think really doesn't do that much. So what? Because that's the most fantastic side benefit of being miserable, is that you matter yourself, you potter yourself from responsibility, and you matter yourself, that allows you to get immersed in all the filthy waters out there. Because anyway, I'm so whatever. You can fill in the pieces for yourself if this is relevant to you. If it's not, move on. Find out what is relevant to you. But I've never met anybody yet who came and told me, I don't know what he's talking about, there's nothing to do with me. No clue. I don't, where is he? He's talking about China. I've never met anybody that said that yet in 20 years, 25 years. So surprise me, please, somebody. Borrow.
Are people unintentionally getting feeling that way so they can touch themselves?
Yes.
Or is it a byproduct?
It's a byproduct. But subconsciously, that's what's going on. Yeah.
They want to be.
That's called the Yetzer Hara. Happy, vibrant, fulfilled people don't go anywhere. I'm so worthless. So what happens if I do the abeva? The first, the HR has to give you a reason to be miserable. And people defend their right to be miserable more than they defend their right to vote. People, mamash, you give a share on being happy and people like leap at you defending their right to be miserable. Because to lose that means you lose an excuse for everything you're doing. Yeah. How that works psychologically, I don't know. I've been asking quite a few of them running around in the market. You said subconscious or, you know, I don't know, whatever. I don't know. I call it the HR. There's no mitzvah of happiness. None of the 613 mitzvahs require to be happy. The prerequisite for the mitzvah is happiness. Yeah. Simply with only a tikkun, it's not a mitzvah. There may be averas that you'll be over because you're miserable, but in and of itself, being simply isn't happy, isn't a mitzvah. One of the 613 mitzvahs, thou shalt be happy. But it's impossible, virtually impossible, to do most of the mitzvah when you're not happy. And it's also a impediment in your acquiring Torah, because if you look at the 48 tools that you need to acquire Torah, two of them revolve around Simcha. B'Simcha and Sameach B'Chelko. Those are the fundamental tools that we need. Yeah, it's a middah that a person needs. Happy people function better. They're healthier. They make better spouses and better parents and better workers. And for sure, people that are happy are. And a person has to work on that happiness. It doesn't come automatically always. It requires work. Just walk into any bookstore, you'll see how many books are written about how to get happy. You know? We have a bechira decision to be happy or not. Now it requires work. A person has to sit down and take stock. We don't even have a definition of happiness. Anybody I want to define simcha while I have a coffee? Because this is a simcha. Simcha is a consequence of being connected to a Kodesh Baruch. Okay, one definition. Any others?
I'm too scared.
Not the question of it. Stop the question. It's the effort to take the pleasure from the pleasure that
you want.
It's from your
words. Yeah, I got that from a blog. Yep, that's his definition of happiness. Someone was listening.
It's already done.
Wow. Okay.
You have to take pleasure. You have to work at it. It's hard work.
Emotional feeling. Emotional feeling that you get.
When you take pleasure, when you make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got. We all breathe. We all breathe, Baruch Hashem, yeah? When was the last time you made an effort to really take pleasure from breathing? Sameach Bechelko, who said that? Yeah. See, people think Sameach Bechelko means, I'd like to have 50 million, but I've only got 10. So I'm Sameach with my chayla. That's not even close to Sameach Bechelko. Aaron, you're listening. That's not even close to Sameach Bechelko. Sameach Bechelko means I can breathe. Sameach Bechelko, I'm satisfied, not just satisfied, I'm Sameach. I'm walking this high off the ground when I walk down Nachal Ma'or from Revivim and I can breathe. I'm walking this high off the ground. Do you know how many people struggle to breathe? And I can breathe. And not just can I breathe, but there's always air around when I need it. Because you need it all the time. So Hashem, make sure that you have it all the time. Water, you don't need all the time, so you don't have it all the time. If you've done Nachal Ma'or, you want water, you might have to, you know, go back 10 meters and buy a bottle. Air, wherever it is, that's the Sameach Bechelko. It's making an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got already. Write down a list. Do yourself a favor. Go into a room, lock the door, take a big piece of paper and a pen and start writing down all your pleasures. Don't stop till you get to about 500. And then every day, add 10 more and tell me when you start faltering. You'll probably get to about 50, 60 and you'll stop. Because it's not a connoisseur. You just don't know how to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got. Because you don't even know what the pleasures are. Most people don't even know what their pleasure is. They don't even know what they enjoy. And we are pleasure-seeking machines. That's how we were created. We were created for one reason and one reason only. Pleasure, lis'aneg. And as Rav Shmuel said, the greatest pleasure you'll ever have is al Hashem. But it first starts with lis'aneg. Then you get to al Hashem. Being connected to Hashem is the greatest pleasure you'll ever have. Yeah. All of that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. The effort in itself.
Yeah, because it doesn't happen automatically. If it happened automatically, no one would buy Prozac.
No, it's good. It's like a little lower the level to get in, to start getting happiness.
You have to take an effort. You have to make an effort. You have to start. First of all, take stock. What do I have in the store? Wow, I have quite a lot in the store. You want to write down the things you're missing and you're lacking in your life as well? Do that as well, but just make you miserable when you focus too much on your lacks. But you need to know what to daven for, so you should look at that as well. But first start and look at what you have and ask yourself, when was the last time you took pleasure from all these things you're writing down? We make a broch on our shoes in the morning. Anybody take pleasure from their shoes? Good. Excellent. I'm not talking about a korosat toiv. He said that. Korosat toiv is something else. But you have to be makir the toiv and thank Hashem for all of that. I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about using it to enjoy. We're trillionaires. We just don't know it. So we walk around miserable. Okay, back to our subject, because our subject starts even before this. Let's pick up some more yesodas before we actually look at what it means to be a yochid. Tafkideni yais ka Avram Avinu b'shais. Remember, the Rebbe for this journey through this Ikva Siddur Mashiach, the prototype is Avram Avinu. He was a yochid. He had no rav and no moira derech. He had no example whatsoever to copy from. He was a lot like Adam Arishon in that sense. No? Adam Arishon also had no one to copy or to influence him. When push came to shove, he blamed his wife because he couldn't blame the neighbor or the cheder rebbe or his boss. Or he had someone to blame, so blamed his wife. Avram had no one to blame. So Moedei K'pshat, beginning of the sort of understanding what we're trying to understand here. When the Bala Tanya was in prison, didn't do anything wrong, but they were malshin him and they put him in prison. It wasn't unusual. In those days, for great people to go to prison, there was a certain Goyish minister in the government, whatever. People very frum, the Goyim also frum in those days. They studied their Bible religiously. And they he had a question on the Bible. So he heard there's this great rabbi in prison, whatever. He came to visit him, he had a question. What was his question? In Genesis, in Bereshis, after Adam Arishan does the chet, Hashem says to him, Ayeko, where are you? Hashem didn't know where he was. Of course Hashem knew who he was. So why is he asking, where are you? I mean, Hashem doesn't know. We came out from Hashem. This guy has some really deep philosophical question. It's a good question. We should all ask that question. Yeah. Did you eat from the tree? Wow. Okay. So there's different approaches. Baletana told him the following pshat snifla. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, you ate from your tree. Did you eat from the tree? No, no, no. So what did Adam say to him? The wife that you gave it to me and I ate it. So he went to the woman. He said, is it true? You gave it? She said, no, the snake that you created in the garden gave me to eat. And Hashem's voice thundered out. Ayeko, but where are you? Where are you? What do you mean your wife gave it to you? Where are you? You didn't have to see it. Where are you? Are you blaming? Why are you blaming? You have to be independent. Now, Adam Arishan was designed to be independent because he's created Yochid. There was no one else in the world. He wasn't doing it because he was trying to impress the neighbors. It was because the neighbor influenced him incorrectly or because he had an underprivileged background. All those things we blame our lives, excuses on. No, he had no one to blame because he was alone. He was Borei Yechidi. But he found someone to blame anyway. Jim says, fine, you're out of here. Game over. I don't need somebody like that. I need somebody who's prepared to take full responsibility because he's a yochid. Bnei b'chayri Yisrael. That's the mile of a b'chor. There's no one to imitate. That was Avraham Avinu. I mean, he could have been influenced by the world around him. He was Oyed Avodah Zorah. Himself was a Baal Avodah Zorah at some stage in his life. But he's able to independently lech lecha, go to yourself. And only yourself. We'll see as we develop over the next few days why that's so critical.
Why didn't Sviva affect? Rambam says that Sviva affect. So why was he apparently?
That's what we need to learn because the excellent question. That's what we need to learn from Avraham Avinu. Bidyuk. How do you do ha'emes mipnei shehu emes and not be influenced by the world around you? And I'm going to tell you something you're not going to like. Even doing good things because everyone else is doing them is also treif. Good things because everyone's doing them is a gam treif. You have to do our emes mipnei shehu emes, but because everyone's doing it. Doing what everyone's doing is a good thing. Doing good things and everyone else is also doing, that's a good thing. You don't have to be a rebel without a cause. You don't have to wear blue jeans because you're trying to rebel against the way everyone dresses, so you dress like everybody else. You don't have to do that. Yeah, these people, they're all dressing differently and they all look the same as everybody else. But they just don't want to dress. The kids go off the derrick. The first thing they do is they start looking like every other kid off the derrick because they don't want to look like everyone's not off the derrick. I want to be different like everybody else. Yeah. So doing something wrong because everyone's doing it, that everyone understands. That's possible. But doing something right because everyone else is doing it, the gam treif. The Rambam says it. You do it right because Hashem told you to do it. But because Hashem told everybody else to do it, because I'm just copying everybody else. Because if you're copying everybody else in the good, you'll copy everybody else on the other side as well. That's Avraham Avinu. We can learn that from Avraham Avinu and other people as well along the journey. Yaakov bought the Bechor from Esav. We have to see what that's about. Then Reuven lost it and it landed up going to Yosef. We have to see what that's about. But you'll find the common thread in all these people who were the Bechor, they were all virulently individuals. They were unaffected by their surroundings.
You still have to be part of the cloud, though.
100%. It's also to be Menatek from the cloud. Avada, you're not allowed to be Poyish from the Tzibur. But as an individual, I'm part of the Tzibur. Ish Echad, Belev Echad. How did Talmud Yisrael get the Torah? United. Very important to unite. How do you know? Because the Talmud Yisrael got the Torah and they were united. So everybody just be like everybody else. That's how you unite. You find the lowest common denominator, and we have achdus. No. Ish echad, believe echad. Ish echad. Why do I have to say ish echad? If you want to tell me that Klal Yisrael was very united when they got the Torah, because that's important to be united, then just say Klal Yisrael was believe echad. What's ish echad, believe echad? No.
Ish was individual, but together.
Everyone was an ish echad. Ish meyuchad. He was a whole shlemus of a human being. And so is he, and so is he. And they all perceive Torah differently. Moshe Rabbeinu told everybody where to stand. Wow. You get to the mountain, everybody just find a, you know, find a place that resonates with you. Well, they were selling seats, the more expensive seats, the cheaper seats. You needed Moshe to be the usher, a little torch. Check your ticket, here's the ticket, okay, you go there. No, because you need to yada Torah the way you need to yada Torah, which is different to the way he's going to yada Torah, because you're an ish echad. Kabbalah's a Torah, like you're getting Torah the same way he's getting the Torah, that's not Torah. You'd be an ish echad, but you have to be belayed echad. You take your uniqueness and you bind together with the klal. The yud in the Sefer Torah is not a lamed, but he has to be a yud. And he has to be a lamed. Then you have a shalom sefer Torah. Every letter is different. But they all have to be there. If one's missing, you don't have a sefer Torah. Yeah. But it starts with ish echad. Ish meyuchad. Adam Arishan was a yochid. Avram's a yochid. Hashem says, I'm a yochid and Avram's a yochid. Hashem's yochid. Okay. Our Rebbe is Avram Avinu.
So what does it mean when we say we need achdus? What does it mean? Like,
when you have a motor car, you'd agree that there's an achdus in that motor car in order for the motor car to work, right?
Everyone does their own part.
What it means is everybody's doing what he's supposed to be doing, but he's doing it for the common good. He's focused on one thing and one thing only. Whatever each person's doing, which is very different to what you're doing. I'm doing one thing, you're doing another thing, he's doing another thing. Everyone's doing their own thing. But the one tire is not going that way, and the other tire is going that way. Because the goal is to get the car to go where the car is supposed to go. So we have to know what the klal goal is, and then what's my part in the klal. I'm this little screw here that makes the window open. Fine, that's my job. But I'm not doing it because I want the window open. I'm doing it because that's the greater good. It's called the Shem Shemaim, what they call the Shem Shemaim. You do the Shem Shemaim.
You think the achdus is like a warm, cuddly, everyone be together.
It's a warm, cuddly, everybody get together. Yeah, that's the false. That's the sheker of achdus, correct. Achdus is not
true.
Everybody come down to the lowest common denominator.
Then the car wouldn't go.
Yeah, we all start driving on Shabbos and then everybody can get together on Shabbos and have a nice time. No, that's not achdus. Achdus has to be machavosu ba'olamoy, focusing, klal Yisrael to where klal Yisrael has to get to. We're united. You know, when you see that at the end of Tainus, it says, Lossid Lava, all the tzaddikim are going to get together. They're going to sit around in a big circle and they're going to point. Hashem's going to be in the middle and they're all going to point at Hashem. Everyone's sitting in a circle and everyone's pointing at Hashem. Now, if you're sitting in a circle and everyone's pointing at Hashem, they all have a different picture of Hashem. You're all looking at it from a different perspective. But there's one focus there, Hashem. That's achdus. Achdus is around doing the rotzon Hashem, and that we have a Shulchan Aruch that describes tell us what to do. But we're before mitzvahs. We're before doing. We're at the stage of just me and a Kodesh Baruch Hu building this environment where we can start doing mitzvahs. That's called Kabbalah for Malchus Shemayim. But we're trying to get that right first before we start performing. Okay, we have to stop here. I'm going to show you a more difficult chasm sefer tomorrow on the subject. Take the story. There's things here that are mamish. Can't live without them.
Is it a great?